The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, first chapter, text number 28 and 29, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 22, 1973, in London, England.
Translation. Arjuna said, "My dear Krishna, seeing my friends and relatives present before me in such a fighting spirit, I feel the limbs of my body quivering and my mouth drying up. My whole body is trembling and my hair is standing on end. My bow Gandiva is slipping from my hand and my skin is burning."
So, Dishta Imang Sajanam. Arjuna is a great warrior, fighter, and for a kshatriya to kill one is not very difficult task. The kshatriyas are trained hunting. Hunting is allowed for the kshatriyas. Just like medical practitioners, they are trained up how to practice surgical operation on dead body. It is not possible to, of course, for a gentleman to push knife in someone's body. It is naturally very difficult thing. Rogues and thieves, they can stab. So, as the doctors, medical men, surgeons are trained to operate their knife on the dead body to see where are the nerves. Similarly, kshatriyas are also allowed for being trained how to kill. Kshatriya means khata. Khata means injury. And tra means trayate, saves. A khatriya has to save the citizen from being injured by others. He is called kshatriya. Brahmana means one who knows Brahma, the Supreme. So, Brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, these divisions are there according to quality. Guna karma vibhagas. By gun, gun means quality. And karma means actual operation of the guna. So, Arjuna was a kshatriya trained up by Dronacharya how to kill. This is the non-violence is not the business of the kshatriya. There is cowardice. They are taught how to become violent. Otherwise, they cannot rule over. Formerly, the judgment was given by the king, immediately finished. Not go to the court and wait for the judgment for 10 years. In the meantime, everything is finished. Not like that. Anything that regularly the king used to sit in his assembly and all the criminals, culprits, they were judged by the king himself. Sometimes the king had to kill personally with the sword. Even in European countries, the royal orders are trained up. Nowadays it is constitutional, democratic government. The king has no power. But this is not good for the people. The democracy is a farce. At least I do not like it. Because so many rascals, simply by getting votes, go to the government, and what did you know? How to rule over. Therefore, at the present moment, all over the world, there is no good government. There is no good government. America was considered to have very good government. Now we can see the behavior of Mr. Nixon. It is not possible. Formerly, the Kshatriyas, they are trained how to govern. They were trained up by military men, just like Dronacharya, trained, Arjuna, Duryodhana, all the royal princes were trained up how to kill. Not only killing, also according to Shastra, how to rule over. The king's business is to see that everyone in the country, they are properly employed and engaged in his own business. That is king's business. There is no question of unemployment. This is government's first business. Because if a person is unemployed, then the devils works up. If he hasn't got to do anything, that is being done now. Rich man's son, he hasn't got to do anything, so his brain is devil's workshop. They are manufacturing so many isms. But everyone should be engaged. This is government's first business to see. A brahmana is engaged as a brahmana, a kshatriya is engaged as a kshatriya. So, Arjuna was not a coward. He was a competent warrior. But still, dehatma buddhi, the bodily concept of life is so strong that Arjuna admits, drishtyatu sajanam Krishna. My dear Krishna, I have to kill my own men. What is that own man? Own man means this bodily relationship. Why others are not own men? Everyone is own man. Because everyone is Krishna's son. So, when one becomes Krishna conscious, he can see everyone own man. And who is not Krishna conscious, he simply sees own man where there is bodily relationship. This is the defect. They are advertising humanitarian work, philanthropic work, communism, this isn't. But when there is question of bodily relationship, immediately everything is changed. You know, the communist country, the Khrushchev was driven out because he was patronizing his own men. That was the defect. So you can advertise that I'm for everyone, but there is affection for own men. Nepotism. Nepotism is called nepotism. So many big leaders. Our Jawaharlal Nehru, he was sending his own man as ambassador. Vijayalakshmi, a woman. And she was being sent as ambassador. She was high commissioner. Yes. So this own man question is very prominent everywhere. So Arjuna is a great warrior. He could fight all the soldiers, all the fighting men, jujutsu. The other party, they are also assembled, jujutsu, with fighting spirit. Other men, even they are not fighting spirit, we can kill very easily. But old men, although they are fighting spirit, still he hesitates. Because old men. So this onmanship, in relationship with the body, is the barrier for spiritual understanding. So long this conception of life will exist, that I am this body, and anyone who is related with this body, they are my own man, kinsman, relative. This conception of life is the greatest barrier for advancing in spiritual consciousness. Therefore, the Vedic civilization is so planned that one has to give up this rascal own man conception. That is the vairagya. It is called vairagya. Jnana vairagya. Two things required in human life: knowledge and vairagya, detachment. The attachment increases. First of all, it increases. Pungsang sriyami thuni bhavame tat. This whole world is based on sex life. A man has got attraction for woman, a woman has got attraction for man. This is nature's bondage. Sacred. And when they are actually united, either by the father and mother or by their own way, that sacral, that attraction increases. Pungsang sriyami thuni bhavame tat tvayo mithuna vidaya granthi ahu vidaya granthi, not in the heart. She is my wife, he is my husband. Of course, now that knot is very slack. Formerly it was very strong, because the woman was not allowed to mix with any other man, and the man was also not allowed with any other woman. This intermingling has slackened even that knot, vidaya granthi. Therefore, in trifle cases, quarrel between husband and wife, there is divorce, because that unity is not very strong now. That is good. Somewhere or other it is slackened. So, this own man seed comes from bodily concept of life. So, the Arjuna is preparing the ground how to receive the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. Because the spiritual instruction will begin to separate the soul from the body. Unless one understands that there is a soul different from this body, there is no spiritual education. This is the basic principle. If you do not understand what is soul, what is spirit soul, then where is spiritual education? So, Arjuna was affected. He said, frankly, Drishtva tu sajanam Krishna, jujutsum samapasitam. What is this? I have to kill my own man? Sajanam. Sajanam means own man. No. Sidanti mamagatrani. Oh, I am shivering. Mukhaṁ ca parisushyati. My mouth is being dried up. We have got this experience. When there is danger, these things have happened. So many symptoms. Viputascha sarīdemi. Roma harsascha jāyat. Gāṇḍi maṁ saṁ sati hastyāt. Takcaiva paridayate. These things, these symptoms, different transformation of bodily constitution appears in times of danger. Similarly, such symptoms appear in times of spiritual bliss. That is called astasattvic vikara, 8 kinds of transformation of the body. So, there is so many reserved energies within our body. They become manifest in due course of time, when the mind and intelligence work in different ways. This is the study, how things appear. It is appearing from intelligence mind. The soul is there, and the intelligence and mind creating the situation of the bodily symptoms. Therefore, body or the senses are not all. The modern education, they think this body is everything. No. Real study is, body means the senses. Indriyani pararahu, on gross vision we see this body. Indriyani pararahu, indriyastu parambhana. But the bodily symptoms are acting because the mind is there. And mind is working because the intelligence is there. And the intelligence is working because the soul is there. You can stand. So this is the process. The basic principle is the soul. The soul is acting through intelligence, and the intelligence is acting through mind, and the mind is expressed through the senses. This is the position. So as my mind is absorbed in something, some subject matter, my bodily symptoms also will work, or the senses will work according to that mind. Therefore, for spiritual advancement also, you have to train your mind. Savai mana krishna padarvindayo vachansi vaikuntha gunanu varnane. If you use, first of all, fix up your mind. Yoga means indriya sangyam. Yoga practice means that controlling the mind and the senses. That is yoga practice. Because our mind is very flickering and changing, something accepting immediately, something rejecting immediately, very flickering. Therefore we have to train up the mind. And when the mind is trained up, then automatically your senses will be controlled. If you are strong-minded, that I will not accept any foodstuff which is not offered to Krishna, naturally your tongue is controlled. Naturally. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Sarira vidya jala janendriya tahe kala jive phale visaya sagara. Our, this body is a network of nescience or ignorance. This body, why we have got this body, material body? Because we have forgotten Krishna and we wanted to lord it over the material nature. This is our position. Therefore, according to our different desires, we have got different body. Here we are sitting, say 50 or 100 men. Nobody's body will tally with others' body. Face and everything, different, because every one of us has got different desires. Therefore their facial expression, bodily construction, everything is made according to the mind. So at the time of death also, the constitution of mind will transfer me to another different type of body. The mind will carry. The soul. These are all explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Janga janga bhapi smaran loke tajattanti kalevara. So if you train up your mind, that is Krishna consciousness, always remembering Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then it may be possible that at the time of death you remember Krishna and your life is successful. Taktadiham punarjanmanaiti mameti kami. Immediately you transfer to Krishna Loka. This is training. So we have to think of Krishna always, 24 hours. Kirtaniya Sadahari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended. Tarorapi sahishnuna, tinadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnuna, omanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. Because our aim is, if you are serious of being transferred to the loka, to the place where Krishna is, then we have to train up the mind so nicely that at the time of death I can remember Krishna. Therefore, one great king, Kulasekhara, he is praying to Krishna, Krishna tadiya padapankaja. What is that part? Tadiya, Krishna tadiya padapankaja. I am just forgetting. The idea is, a Kulasekhara, King Kulasekhara is praying to Krishna, Uddaiva visatume manasaraja hansa, Uddaiva, prana prayana samaye kapabata pittai, smaranam kutaste. He is praying, Krishna, I am now in good health, so kindly award me death immediately. Addaiva, immediately. So that my mind, who is just like a swan, he can take pleasure by entering into stream of your lotus flower feet. Krishna's feet is always compared with lotus flower. And the lotus flower has got a stain. And the swans, they take pleasure being entangled with that stain. They go and dive into the water. This is their very good sport. So he is taking that sporting. He is comparing his mind as the Rajahansa. So as the Rajahansa takes pleasure by entangling him in the stem of the lotus flower. Similarly, your lotus feet, there is a stem. So my mind, which may be compared with Rajahansa, let it be entangled now, immediately. Otherwise, I do not know. Prana prayana samaye kapabata pittai. When everything bodily function will be mixed up, kapabata pittai. There will be some sound. How I can be, I will be able to remembering your lotus feet. So let me die immediately. Now I am quite fit. Otherwise, I may not be able. This is the point. The mind should be kept in healthy condition. Shagya. Therefore, one who dies with full sense, remembering Krishna, he is successful. In Bengal it is said, bhajan karo, sadhan karo, motte jan lehat. Meaning you may be very great devotee, that's all right. But it will be tested at the time of your death. How you remember Krishna? That will be the test examination. At the time of death, if we forget, if we become parrot-like, just like parrot, he chants also, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But when the cat catches the neck, Namor Krishna. Namor Krishna. So, artificial practice will not help us. Then that kapapita vattai, kanthavarodhana vidvai, smaranankutaste. So from the very beginning we have to practice. Krishna consciousness, if you are actually serious to go back to home, back to Godhead. Not that, let it be left for 2 or 3 years before death. Oh, it is not so easy. It is not so easy. Prahlad Maharaj recommends therefore, Kaumaro acharit praga dharmana bhagavatam yo durlabham manusang janmam tadapi adhruvam arthagam. He was 5 years old, Krishna conscious, from the womb of his mother. He heard instruction of Narada. Narada was instructing his mother. He was in the womb. Fortunately, by God's grace, he heard all the instruction of Narada when he was in the womb of his mother. And the result was, from the beginning of his life, he is Krishna conscious. From the beginning, as soon as he took birth, he is Krishna conscious. So he was advising his class friend, preaching, just see. He was 5 years old boy, but he was taking the opportunity of preaching. Because the teacher is born of a demon family. So all those class friends, they are also sons of demons. So there is no question of Krishna consciousness. But he learned Krishna consciousness from the womb of his mother. So he was trying to preach. Because he was king's son, there was no other opportunity for preaching, and he was a 5 years old boy. He took the opportunity in the classroom. As soon as the teacher is away, he would preach. He would preach. This is preaching spirit. As soon as you get some opportunity, preach. What is that preach? Preaching, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised us, Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. This is preaching. Whoever you meet, simply speak of the instruction of Krishna. So if you are advanced, if you know what is the instruction of Krishna by reading Bhagavad Gita, you can preach to others. And if you have not read anything, suppose you do not know anything, then you can also preach. What is that? Just become a devotee of Krishna, my dear sir. That's all. This is also preaching. Just surrender to Krishna. You go door to door. If you cannot do anything, simply say, my dear sir, you are very good man, you are very intelligent man, chant Hare Krishna. Sakalam eva vihaya dura. This preaching was taught by Prabhupada Saraswati. Dante nidhaya tinakam padayo nipatya. Kākusatam kritvāca ahaṁ bravīmi. This is the preaching process. Dante nidhāyatinakam. According to Vedic civilization, if one wants to become very humble and approach another person, then he has to take one straw in the mouth. Trina. So, the preaching process is to take a straw in the mouth, Dante nidhāyatinakam, padayonipatya, and falling down on your feet. Dante nidhayatinakam padayonipatya. Kākusatam kritvācāhaṁ bravīmi. And flattering me. Sir, you are so great man, you are so intelligent man, this is flattering. Although he is fool number one, we have to flatter like that. Oh, there is no greater man like you. You are so intelligent, you are so rich, you are so beautiful. So all these things, just like the beggars, sometimes you become a king and one thinks, oh, he's blessing me. All right, you take one. So this flattering is also required. So, kākusatam krityāca aham bravīmi. So the man may ask, why you are so humble and flattering? What is your intention? Tell me. So he's now telling, he is sādhava. Oh, you are great sadhu. He sadhava sakalam eva vihaya durat. You have learned so many nice things, I know that. But kick them out, please. Sakalam eva. Whatever your nonsense learned, rascaldom you have learned, please kick them out. This is my request. Sakalameva vihaya durat chaitanya chanda charane kurutanuragam. Just hear what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. This is my request. This is preaching. This is preaching. Flatter, fall down on his feet, and eulogize him as great sadhu, as great intelligent, great rich. Do, so that he may little hear. And when he says, what do you want? I want this, sir. Whatever rascaldom you have learned, please forget it. Because I know you are rascal number one. You have got so many hodgepodge things in your brain. So you keep them out, please. Sakalameva vihaya durat. Kick them, throw away. Long distance. Don't look upon them. Then what to do? Chaitanya chanda charane kruta anuraga. Please hear what Chaitanya chanda says. Chaitanya dayar kataha karaha vichar. Vichar karile chitte pave chamatkar. Just try to understand the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you will feel so sublime. Chaitanya Chandra Dayar Katha. Don't take it blindly. If you are intelligence, just make a judgment. What Chaitanya Chandra is telling. So this is preaching. So Arjuna has to be a preacher. Practical preacher. What is that preaching? That he has to sacrifice everything for Krishna's sake. That's all. This is preaching. Sakalameva vihayatura. Arjuna will be the greatest example how he became Krishna conscious. In the last 10th chapter, he said, sarvameva mritangamanne jadavada sikesam. My dear Krishna, Kesava, whatever you say, I accept in total. Without any interpretation, or this is like this, this is like that, this is not very good. Ardhukukutinna. All rascals, they accept this Bhagavad Gita on the principle of Ardhukukutinna. In the logic. There is a logic, Ardhukukutinna. What is that ardha kukkuti na? Kukkuti means the hen. The hen gives one egg every day. So the man, proprietor of the hen, is considering that this hen is very good, giving every day one egg. But its mouth is expensive, it eats. So let me cut the mouth. Simply take the egg. So there are rascals, they study Bhagavad Gita on this principle of ardha kukkuti na. Cut this, take this. Cut this, take this. So if you cut the head, there will be no more egg. The rascal does not know. If you cut the head, there will be no more production of egg. So similarly, if you try to study Bhagavad Gita according to your whims, cut this and take this, that is not study of Bhagavad Gita. That is something else. Therefore, we have to take from Arjuna how he accepted Bhagavad Gita. He said, sarvametam ritangamanne. Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever you are speaking, whatever you have spoken, I take them as it is. This is study of Bhagavad Gita. So, the hindrance is this sajana. Now he is presenting. He is presenting himself as full number one, although he is not so. But he is creating the ground for Krishna speaking on Bhagavad Gita. This is the principle. Therefore, he is not at all affected by the sajana. By his presenting, this is my problem, that I have to kill, destroy among sajanam Krishna. by seeing my own kinsman, because I am fool number one, jasyatu buddhi kunapeti dhatuke, I am calling them sajana. In Shastra, it is called sajanakha dosu. Sajanakha dosu. They are all thieves and rogues, but they are claiming as my kinsman. Practically, suppose in your pocket there is $100. If some pickpocket take it, and if you capture it, then you give it immediately to the police. And when you come home after hard-earned money, and when your wife takes her, you laugh. Oh, you have taken all my money. But the same pickpocket, but because he is sajana, sajanakha dosu, pickpocket in the name of sajana, he is very much pleased. My wife has taken, my son has taken, never mind. Rather, as soon as takes, he is giving to the police. The same business is being done. He is working hard day and night, and they are plundering. Still, they are thinking, they are my sajana, they are my kinsman. This is Kali Yuga. Thank you very much.